Hello, everybody. This is Chris with the Come This Far podcast with Chris Taylor. Today's episode is brought to you by Freshly.com. Quality meals delivered right to your door. Get $40 off your first 2 weeks. Go to Freshly.com. Let Freshly do the cooking for you. With Freshly, you can choose from a variety of delicious, fresh, and healthy chef-cooked meals, which are delivered right to your door. All you have to do is heat for 3 minutes, making mealtime and cleanup easier than before. You know, if your family's like mine, things get a little hectic, especially during school and sports seasons. Freshly will send you freshly cooked meals to your door, not frozen. They'll be fresh. Put them in the refrigerator, heat them up, and they are amazing. They do not taste like TV dinners. They taste like real home-cooked meals, and they're delivered directly to your door. You pick your meals from the constantly rotating weekly menu of 30-plus different gluten-free options. All of your meals are prepared and cooked by professional chefs and delivered fresh, never frozen. No shopping, no chopping, no cleanup. Freshly chefs take care of the meal prep for you, from perfecting the meals on your weekly menu to sourcing the best ingredients. And there's nothing artificial about it. They use only high-quality ingredients to make fresh meals. No artificial preservatives or colors, no added refined sugars, and no gluten. Just nutrient-rich food you can feel good about. Heat, eat, enjoy. Save an hour on dinner by heating one of their fully prepared nutritious meals in just 3 minutes. What are you going to do with all that saved time? Let them do the shopping, the prepping, and cooking for you. For customers like you, Freshly has a limited special time offer. 2 weeks of dinners cooked by their chefs for $40 off. It's normally $56.94 per week. Go to Freshly.com today. Actually, go to try.freshly.com for the special offer, limited time only. try.freshly.com. try.freshly.com. Hey, everybody, this is Chris with the Come This Far podcast with Chris Taylor, and this is not an episode, but simply a public service announcement. I just wanted to check in with all of you real quick. It's been a number of weeks since I posted an episode after a period of cranking episodes out like two or three a week. So I just wanted to let all of you know that I am alive and doing well. In fact, better than I have ever felt before. February 20th, I celebrated a year back in sobriety after my relapse and near fatal overdose. Celebrated the second birthday of my son. Had a little nice vacation at a water park in Scottsdale with my family. Now I've been back home. Started a new semester for school for my bachelor's degree. So that has kept me a little busy, but for the most part, I have been undergoing a marathon session of writing chapters from my book. Traditional status for me, or fashion for me, I procrastinated, and now I have deadlines coming up to submit the chapters to my editor. And so I just went really hard on focusing on writing those chapters. I produced about 35,000 words, or nearly half of the memoir, in the last 4 days. And it has been very, very beneficial, because I feel like I've been on a real flow state. Sometimes you have writer's block, sometimes you can just sit down and things seem to flow very, very well. And that's what it's been like for the last couple of days. So I didn't want to mess it up, but I just wanted to let all of you know that I'm fine and that I will be posting a new episode coming up next week, probably next week, and then get back on track. So just wanted to check in with this little public service announcement. Looking forward to all of the things that are coming up. I've probably in the last 4 days written some of the best work that I've ever done as far as writing. Things have just been flowing through me. I've been writing 12, 13 hours a day into the night. And I just didn't want to stop the progress that I was making because it just felt like it was flowing so well. And it's going so well that I think that that's the way that I'm going to finish writing the memoir, is just these 3-4 day marathon sessions where I just lock myself in and write nonstop, because that's the way that, I don't know, I think I found a great medium to where my ideas and my story can flow in a way that I want it to be able to portray the messages that I want to portray. And so that's what I've been doing. Thanks for being patient. I have some exciting things to discuss, and I will be doing it on the next episode, but I've gotten my first batch of real in-depth statistics for my podcast audience, and it is very pleasing to me, very exciting, very surprising, shocking, actually. Just a quick rundown here. My podcast is Listen Now. There's audience members in 20 different countries, in 41 states in the United States, in 369 American cities, including 31 in Arizona, 28 in California, 17 in Ohio, 23 in Texas, 14 in Missouri, 17 in Illinois, 11 in Virginia, 7 in Washington State, 12 cities in New Jersey, 8 in Idaho, 2 in New Mexico, 4 in Nevada, 10 in Massachusetts, 1 in Tennessee, 10 in New York, 6 in Utah, 10 in Kansas, 7 in North Carolina, 4 in Connecticut, 8 in Maryland, 3 in Nebraska, 5 in Georgia, 1 in Oklahoma, 4 cities in Florida, 2 in Indiana, 2 in Iowa, 4 in Colorado, 2 in Minnesota, 3 in Maine, 1 in the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., 5 in Michigan, 3 in Pennsylvania, 1 in Oregon, 2 in Montana, 3 in Wisconsin, 1 in Alaska, 2 in Kentucky, 1 in Vermont, 1 in South Carolina, 2 in Alabama, and 1 in Arkansas. And internationally, 31 international cities, 4 in Australia, 3 in Canada, 1 in Ireland, 1 in the UK, 1 in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Shout out to Horatio Skeet, my old city manager when I was on the city council. He's the only person that I know in St. Vincent, so it's got to be him. 4 in New Zealand, 1 in Germany, 1 in India, 1 in France, 1 in Spain. These are cities, by the way, that are represented in my audience. 1 city in Austria, 1 in Denmark, 1 in Russia, 1 in Thailand, 1 in Sweden, 1 in Singapore, 1 in Belize, 1 in the U.S. minor outlying islands, 5, shockingly 5, in the Czech Republic. And I think that's attributed to some of my friends that I served with in the Czech Republic Special Forces. We fought together in Ruzgan province, and I've kept in contact with a few of them. So that's 31 international cities with 20 different countries being represented. My platform, the number one platform that you are listening to this podcast on is Apple Podcasts. 71% of you listen on Apple, 20% on Google, and 9% on Spotify. Keep in mind, these stats are only the audio version. I have not yet received anything from the video portion, which has been a lot better in terms of views since I decided to do video episodes. My audience is 62% female, 36% male, and 2% non-binary. 62% female, that's a little shocking, I guess. I don't know, males just don't seem to like me very much. One of the biggest surprises to me was the Arizona cities, the cities in Arizona. Out of all of my Arizona audience, only 9% live in Safford, my hometown. 41% live in Phoenix, and 25% live in Tucson. Other ones are scattered throughout the other 28 Arizona cities represented in my audience. That's a little hurtful, I guess I would say. But I knew that was the case. My hometown, if Graham County is, Donald Trump won this county by 80% of the vote. I'd say 80% of the people believe that he actually won the election, and probably about that same amount believe that COVID is a hoax and masks are harmful to wear and vaccine is a grand conspiracy to, I don't know, do something to your body and not just give you antibodies to fight off the pandemic, the virus that's caused 500,000 deaths in the country. So it's not very surprising that only 9% of my Arizona audience comes from my hometown. It's probably my family, probably my mom and dad, and that's probably it. So that's okay. The other thing that was shocking was 28 cities in California are represented in my audience, my audio audience, and 17 in Ohio. That was very shocking. 23 in Texas. That was also shocking. 14 cities in Missouri. So those are the top states for my audience. Let's see, what else? What else do I got here? Why I have your attention? Oh, okay. So 1% of my audience is between the ages of 0 and 17. 3% are between 18 and 22. The largest portion of my audience, which was kind of surprising, is the 23 through 27-year-olds. 30% of you are 23 to 27. 13% of you are 28, between 28 and 34. That's my peers. And then 29% of you are 35 to 44. 11% are 45, between 45 and 59 years old, and 9% of you are over 60. You're old. I'm 34, and I'm getting old too. So those are the stats that I have. As far as total streams and downloads, I don't have the exact figure right here in front of me right now, but as far as audio, this is audio only, but the audio streams are nearing 800,000, which in 9 months, you guys, thank you so much. I get some people from my hometown that I talk to when they ask, oh, I heard you're doing a podcast, they kind of joke around as if like nobody is listening. And that's probably because nobody they know is listening. And that's okay. Only 9% of my Arizona audience, I don't know what the overall audience it is, but it's definitely below 1% of you actually live in Safford. So maybe that's why I've gotten some snarky remarks and maybe jokes and laughs about, oh, Chris Taylor's doing a podcast, good for him. So whatever, I don't really care about that. But my number one episodes, I do have that in front of me. Let's see. The number one episode, I have the top 10 right here. The number one episode as far as audio goes is number 18, Days of Darkness, the whole story. That's the episode I did right after my criminal court case was finalized and I was able to talk about some things. That has had 65,234 streams or downloads. The second most streamed episode was number 3, Addiction, the Origins of My Struggle. That was one of the first episodes I ever did. That has received 63,190 streams. The third highest viewed or listened to episode is number 1, Muted and Listening. 46,178 views streams on that one. The next highest downloaded or viewed or streamed whatever episode is number 36, JoJo Siwa, A Crossroads for Parents? The next one is number 29, Sedition, with 38,000 plus streams. That's the episode I did right after the insurrection at the Capitol. The next after that is number 24, The Menlo Park Chronicles, The Days of Darkness Continued or Revisited. 35,000 plus have streamed that one. And then the next one, number 23, The Days of Darkness Revisited, 34,120 streams. Rounding out the top 10, number 9 is number 13, We Didn't Leave the Party Left Us, 33,000 streams. And the top and the 10th highest streamed episode so far for audio only is number 38, QAnon, How You May Be an Unwitting Follower. So, thank you so much, guys. I was very surprised to see these statistics broken down. The fact that any of my episodes would get even more than a couple hundred streams is very humbling. And it's awesome that the top 10 are mostly the episodes I've done talking about my personal struggle, my story of addiction, of triumph, of struggle. You know, that means a lot to me. And it means a lot that you all are listening. It does kind of hurt that nobody really in my hometown is listening, but that's basically because they believe that they know the story. They have the perception of me. Perception is always reality, even when it's not. And I'm okay with that. They've known me my whole life. They think they know what I'm about, and they've read local media stories. They've probably heard from local police that don't see me as a good person. So that's okay. And I've been very critical of them, and with how, you know, closely related people are in this town, some of my criticism probably hurt, you know, runs deep on lots of family lines, and I do take responsibility for that, and I'm okay with that. So this was originally supposed to just be a 2-minute public service announcement, but I decided to break down these statistics because they mean a lot to me. My audience, all of you mean a lot. Shout out to all of you around the world in 31 international cities. That's so awesome. You are helping me do this not only as a hobby, but to bring a little bit of income in for my family. I can't be more grateful for all of you. Thank you so much. I will definitely be back with you next week listening to the Come This Far podcast with Chris Taylor.